This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. And the government has a new order for Google. Let employees speak out. This settles political bias claims raised by former and current employees. Or does it? Where does this leave workplace culture in Silicon Valley? Can we expect more accountability for big tech on the horizon? Looking into it all after these tech headlines. Staying on topic for a moment, Google is paying more than $1 billion in fines and back taxes to settle a pair of tax disputes in France. This isn't the first time Google has settled tax disputes in Europe. In 2016, it handed over $160 million as part of a settlement with the UK's tax authority for the years 2005 to 2015. Reporter Sam Schechner covers more of the story at WSJ.com. And remaining in France for a moment, French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire is pushing back on Facebook's digital currency Libra project. Speaking at a blockchain tech conference in Paris on Thursday, Le Maire said he has serious concerns about Libra and what he called an eventual privatization of money, one that could weaken currencies in countries, not to mention undermine the fight against money laundering. The Libra Association, a Switzerland-based group of 28 companies, including Facebook, that will oversee the currency, said Le Maire's comments underscore the importance of their ongoing work with regulators and world leaders. So listen to this. Spotify just acquired SoundBetter, a Brooklyn-based company that helps artists hire audio professionals to work on their music. SoundBetter has more than 180,000 artists registered on its network and offers its audio professional matchmaking services in 176 countries. The company will join the Spotify for Artists unit, which manages artist profiles and provides promotional tools for about 400,000 artists and their teams. The goal? To develop a two-sided marketplace in which it charges artists and labels for data and analytics. So when is a bank not a bank? Maybe when it's Square. At least that's according to the company itself. In a lawsuit filed last week, the mobile money transfer business sued San Francisco, arguing that it paid too much in taxes in 2014 and 2015 because the city wrongfully classified it as a financial company. Square says it should have been taxed as a tech company instead, and it's demanding $1.3 million back, plus interest and attorney's fees. And it looks like American cell phone bills are falling. This is as the largest carriers trim prices and cable companies continue to woo new customers by offering wireless service. Case in point, Verizon recently revamped its lineup of unlimited plans as it moves customers away from metered plans. Also, cable company Altice USA recently began offering cell phone plans at $20 a month for existing internet, TV, and landline phone customers, and $30 a month for non-customers, which is, incidentally, less than what rival Charter and Comcast charge for their wireless services. Coming up, amid a growing push to hold Silicon Valley more accountable, the government has a message for Google. Let employees speak out. The National Labor Relations Board has officially ordered Google to let employees speak out on political and workplace issues. It is the latest bid to hold Google legally accountable for something. So what does this mean for workplace culture in Silicon Valley? How about for accountability for big tech? Here to help us sort things out is Wall Street Journal reporter Rob Copeland, patching in from San Francisco. Hey, Rob. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what does this settlement specifically mean for Google?
So this settlement really is the latest in a number of actions that regulators have taken regarding speech and activity at Google. This is a reminder that no matter what rules that Google may have for its employees, they still have to follow the law, and in fact, the law supersedes that.
This is in response to complaints about how Google handles workplace dissent, essentially. Remind us how we got here, because Google was once known as a workplace culture designed to, you know, encourage open debate.
Exactly. Google was founded two decades ago to organize the world's information. They have a slogan that basically says, do no evil. However, in recent years, the workplace has really been roiled by a number of arguments over YouTube's policies on hate speech, over whether conservatives at the company are given a fair shake when they share their ideas. And what is ostensibly a search engine has really devolved into a number of shouting matches.
This issue of being able to speak to the media freely, can you talk a little bit more about that and how that plays into the whole big story here?
Sure. Google and A lot of the other big tech companies have very strict policies on their employees speaking to the media. And that can affect a lot of people because Google alone employs 100,000 full-timers and another 100,000 part-timers. So the NLRB here is asking Google to remind employees that they are allowed to speak to the media. They don't have to ask for permission. And that's a big deal in Silicon Valley.
Right. It's interesting because for Google, this seems like a little bit of an escape hatch, as you mentioned in your article. It holds Google accountable, but it doesn't say Google is in the wrong. Is this a win?
This is as close to a win as you're going to find for Google in 2019. There was one complaint in particular from a former engineer who is conservative who said that he was fired after expressing some right-leaning beliefs. And the agreement does not say that they have to rehire him, does not say that they have to pay him back. It essentially just says they have to remind employees that they're allowed to share similar beliefs.
Big picture, does this leave a mark? Does this set the stage? You know, we also just have this big news coming from France with regards to tax disputes. Can we expect to see more accountability from Google, from big tech? What's your sense?
You're certainly going to see more actions. We're seeing them already. The other side of that is Google is so fantastically successful that these fines and these actions have essentially no impact on the bottom line. France announced a $1 billion tax penalty. Google's advertising revenue last year was $116 billion.
There you have it. Rob Copeland, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.
That will do it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.